Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
It is so much fun to have SC Wild from DNR here on Sports Talk once again every 2 weeks. We take you hunting, we take you fishing, we take you fly fishing, we take you gator hunting, we take you snake hunting, we give you recipes, we bring you the only place where you can find the Major Billy Downer of DNR. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Great to be here, Phil. We're going to jump into kind of a new modern twist tonight with the South Carolina Game Check app. And we've invited in Jay Cantrell from our big game department downstairs and wildlife to talk about that app. So I want to welcome Jay Cantrell here as well. Jay, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We're glad to have you, as always. We normally do talking turkey this time of year. We'll probably do a little turkey talking since Jay is our turkey biologist guy as well. Your official title, I always ask, is it the assistant big game coordinator?
Yeah, assistant big game program coordinator.
There it is.
So deal with deer, turkey, and bear statewide.
That's right. So, Jay, tell the folks on the radio a little bit real quick. We are going to enable something brand new this year we've never done before, something the General Assembly really kind of pushed and wanted to ask us to do, and we finally be able to get there IT-wise. The state seems to be slow sometimes with IT stuff, but we're going to do an electronic checking
harvest reporting system.
There it is. Yeah. That's it. So tell us about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So we're calling it SC Game Check. We wanted to brand it so people would be familiar with it. And that's what, a lot of states have this. We're, kind of like South Carolina typically can be. We're either first at something or last at something, and it seems like we're kind of late to the game on this. But when 2 years ago when we had some legislative changes regarding turkey season, which a lot of that went into effect last year with some season and bag limit changes and fees on tags, that legislation also had the requirement that we start a electronic harvest reporting system. And this kind of replaces, in a modern sense, the check stations of old days, gone by when we had these physical check stations at country stores and mom and pop hardware stores and feed and seed stores and that type of thing. This is the modern version of that, where we can get a very detailed daily harvest report throughout the season of what people are harvesting in what county and what type of, public or private land. If it was a juvenile or adult gobbler, we can kind of get into that in a minute. But some real good detailed buy and scale daily and county level harvest data. And as I mentioned, a lot of states are doing this, and we're coming along to it late, but that's kind of good because we can learn from some other states. But basically what this is we give people three methods to report their turkey harvest. Either a mobile phone, smartphone app, a web page portal on our website, or a toll-free phone number they can call. So no matter what your comfort level with technology, if you're an app person or just a web person, or if you're really don't want to do any of that and you just want to pick up the phone, there's an option there for everyone to report. But it is required by law, and that's why we give a lot of options and leeway there for people to do it different ways.
And this is our first year of this, so we're going to be, officers will be using some discretion here, just making sure folks adhere to it, but we're also going to make sure that we are educating folks to understand this is brand new, but you're required now to report your turkey by midnight of the day of the harvest.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's, it's something that a lot of hunters want. This isn't really anything. We hadn't gotten a lot of pushback or complaints, because I think this is pretty popular. You know, a lot of hunters have been asking for this and wanting this. I think, you know, the hunters feel like this gives them a little better confidence and faith in the harvest estimates that we do. You know, in the past, we have estimated harvest with a postseason mail survey. Right. And we'll continue to do that because there's some things we can glean from that we can't get from harvest reporting. But in general, I think a lot of hunters want to do this. And it'll be interesting, too, because we're getting these real-time data and reports every day. We'll be able to also put that information out to the public every day on the website, so people will be able to kind of monitor and track and see what the harvest is looking like every day of the season. And from what we gather talking with folks in other states, that's pretty popular. A lot of folks really get into that and kind of keeping up with their particular county they hunt or the region of the state they hunt and seeing how the harvest is looking as the season goes on. So it's good information for us, but it's also very interesting and informative for the hunters during the course of the season. But yeah, the main thing is, you know, people just, you know, everybody who turkey hunts who gets tags, you know, everybody has to get tags, and we send out information with the tags. If you hadn't gotten your tags yet, you need to take care of that. But there's detailed information with your tags. There's detailed information on our website. We've been putting stuff out on social media, but we're trying to really make sure everybody's aware of not only what the program is and the requirement, but how to use it. And the easiest thing, really, if you're tech savvy at all, and most people now have smartphones and have some level of app use, but you can download the app and you set up a profile in it with just basically your DNR customer information. You just have to go in and kind of verify some things based on your name, year of birth, and your DNR customer ID, and it gives you a profile on the app and kind of loads your turkey tags in there, and then if you harvest a bird, it's just a matter of a few clicks and a couple screens, and you report that information, because what we're getting is things like the county of harvest, the type of land you're hunting on, public or private, the age of the turkey, a Jake or a Tom, if it's afternoon or morning, and then the tags, you'll notice when you get them, if you hadn't already, they're three different colors, and you know, you report which tag you're reporting for that bird. So it's a real fast, convenient process, super quick. When you get done, it gives you a confirmation number, and you're on your way about your business. So it's we designed it to be a really quick and convenient process, because we wanted good compliance and people to participate in this, because it's good information for us.
Sure. So Jay, what do you think the biggest question people will have about SC Game Check just to begin with this year? What do you think the biggest questions are? What question have you gotten so far is the biggest one?
Well, actually, you know, some of it so far has been just some, you know, a little bit of kind of IT technical issues, people having some trouble maybe with their phone and the app. But, you know, aside from that, one question we get a lot is, what if I – you know, if I'm wanting to use the app, if I don't have cellular service, does it matter? And it doesn't. That it works where you can log your harvest report without service offline, and when you get back in service, it'll send the report.
And it automatically does, you know, that without you knowing it.
It does. That's correct. So that's something that.
So for the guy that's down deep in the swamp at a club, and he's like, "Well, I can't report it." Well, plus the fact. Two things there, Jay, I want to make mention of. You have midnight of the day of your harvest to make that report. Yeah. So if you're way down the swamp, you can wait till you get back at lunch to report it, or you can wait till 8 o'clock at night or 11:59, as long as it's done by midnight. But if you're spending the night at the club where you don't have good cell service, if you've reported it, it logs in when you reported it. And then when you get service, it'll throws it up and lets it know, it automatically lets the system know when you log it in. So
that's correct. Yeah, it goes in as pending, and so even if you happen to be checked in the swamp before it sent it out, you know, it would show on there that it was a pending report. So but yeah, that's another thing. You don't have to report it right at the time and place of kill, so you do have till midnight, but that's kind of something a lot of people want to know. And then I think one of the other things is people have wondered, they say, well, now that we have electronic harvest reporting, why do we still have to tag turkeys? Why, you know, can we do away with these physical tags now? And the answer to that is, in the short answer, is no, you know, because really those are kind of two different things. They're very much related and overlap. But the harvest reporting system is, you know, is more of a data collection tool for a management, and tagging is more of a bag limit enforcement tool. And they, like I said, there is some overlap there because harvest reporting helps kind of reinforce bag limit enforcement, but they're really kind of two different things. And the other thing, you know, our hunters here are accustomed to tagging turkeys, and it seems to work well. They've been doing it for years, and we think it's a good system, and it having that in place probably will help with reporting compliance, you know, because people are, it's kind of a reminder when you put that tag on there that you need to report it as well. So that will, you know, for at least the foreseeable future, we'll continue to have physical tags on turkeys along with harvest reporting. But
deer, that's your transportation tag. That really is how you legally transport a turkey. Remember, this doesn't change your requirement. If you shoot a turkey, you're supposed to tag it at the point of kill before you pick it up and move it. So that's still the same rules. But you don't have to electronically report it till midnight that night, as long as you do it before midnight that night.
That's correct. I think one of the other questions we've gotten a lot is, well, what about deer? Is this going to – are we going to apply this to deer? And the answer to that is there's no immediate plan for that. We would like to see that happen, but that will require legislative action. You know, the legislature will have to do a law change or add a law, you know, add something to one of our statutes to require that. So,
but certainly that would be a logical progression, wouldn't it, Jay?
It would, and I think that's on everybody's mind. You know, I think, but it makes sense to start this with turkeys, and you know, it's a shorter season, less animals harvested, less hunters, and a little simpler system as far as tags. So, we're good with starting this with turkeys and getting a couple of years under our belt with this system, and then transitioning and adding it to deer. But a lot of, again, this is something that's popular with hunters. Hunters like this. I think they feel like it gives them confidence in the harvest data that they're seeing. And that's probably a logical next move, but we're probably 2 or 3 years from that. I think most people kind of pick up on this because this isn't something brand new. You know, people who are from other states or hunt other states or know people in other states, they're, you know, this is not a new concept to a lot of hunters. They've been exposed to harvest reporting in other places. So I think, you know, as with any new program, there'll be some growing pains and some things we learn and things that hunters learn, and it'll probably get improved going into next year, but we feel good about the system we've got set up, and I think, you know, we're looking forward to seeing the information start rolling in next week and see how it works. But there's been a lot of time and effort going into this. You know, it's a lot of when you deal with technology and a call center for phones and a website and an app and getting an app developed. You know, there's been a lot of moving parts, you know, behind the scenes things, but it's going to be a good new program for us that we're excited about.
Cool. So just to point out, Jay, this weekend is our first youth day for game zones 3 and 4, correct?
That's correct.
And that's Saturday and Sunday. And
yep.
So the youth day, there is no requirement to tag or even have tags in possession if you're hunting on youth day with a youth.
That's right.
Or the person taking the youth. And they do not have to report it on the Game Check app. And the app actually explains that to you on there, that youth days are exempt as far as using the app to record that kill.
That's because, like you said, there's a statute that deals with youth days that you know, waives the requirement for license or tags, and really right. there's no way to report a harvest if you don't have a license or a tag to associate it with. You know, there's nothing in a system to be able to tie that to a person or a tag. So that's something that, honestly, we would like to change in the future, but that's, again, going to take some legislation. Not that we're trying to put any more obstacles in the way of youth, but, you know, tags are free and people can self-print tags on a short notice for temporary use. And so we would like, just as far as to get that information and that data, because, you know, we feel like there's a pretty good number of turkeys harvested on youth days.
Yep.
And so and youth days,
as folks know, is 17 and younger. For youth that's 17 correct. And younger, that's what's available. And there's two youth days this coming weekend, the 20th and 21st, and then the following weekend, the 27th and 28th, is for game zones 1 and 2. We'll follow that's game right. zones 3 and 4 this weekend.
So, and then the Saturday, the 27th, is for WMAs, for Wildlife Management Area Public Lands statewide, with the exception of a few WMAs that are excluded from that. But that Saturday, the 27th, will be WMA Youth Day. And those are it's a bag limit of one turkey for the weekend. And that counts toward their season limit, you know, even though it's not, there's no tag associated with it, but by law, it does count toward their limits. But yeah, that's coming up. So we're right around the corner with youth days this weekend, and then opening day in game zones 3 and 4, the low country next Monday.
That's right. So Monday's our opening day. So where are we before we leave tonight, Jay? I would folks I know want to hear where's our turkey population to date at? Where are we?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and obviously I think, you know, we've talked about on this show before, and it's no big secret what we've been saying the last few years. You know, the turkey population in South Carolina, as well as pretty much the whole southeastern United States, has been in a kind of a long, slow decline. So, you know, it's not, you know, we're not overly optimistic. It's not like when we talk about deer season every year and it's always going to be a good year. Turkey numbers have been on the downhill for a number of years now, and that's basically a result of reproduction and survival of the poults in the summer, you know, poor nest success and poor poult survival, and increased hunter numbers and changes in habitat. There's a whole lot of reasons why numbers are down, but so we're not, you know, overly optimistic, you know, but there's still plenty of turkeys out there and people will have some success. But you know, last season our harvest numbers were down pretty significantly, but it was hard to tell what was driving that exactly, because so many things changed last year. You know, we had the new season structure with
COVID.
We had COVID, which, you know, was a wild card. We had new season structure and bag limits. We had a fee on tags and a pretty significant fee for non-residents, which really, between COVID and that fee, you know, we don't know which or combination, but non-resident turkey hunter numbers were way down in the state. So at any rate, there was a lot of different factors. It's hard to say what caused it, but our harvest was down about 19% last year. So we're not, you know, doing backflips thinking that this is going to be the best year ever. It's going to be kind of interesting to look at this over a few years, you know, with our change in season structure and some bag limit changes and what's going on with our turkey production and turkey numbers, and kind of see where we end up. But
so where's, you know, our, what's a good round number? What's a good round number of our population? What's our estimate?
Billy, I'd hate to say off the top of my head.
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you did. I've been to have my brain on game check and harvest report and so long and that. Let me think
so
on
now,
that
we,
a second. But
so as but far as turkeys, you said it's down 19%. We saw
well,
a little bit down.
So down.
Is that good possibly for our population for this year, maybe? The harvest
it
was
could
down?
Be. And I'll say this, you know, it was kind of by design. I mean, some of the season structure changes were put in place to intentionally bring down harvest numbers. You know, we wanted to kind of slow things down. So, you know, could that mean there were some, you know, more birds that survived last year? You know, obviously some of that had to do with lower production and less birds on the landscape, but I think, yeah, some of it was a factor of the season changes and COVID and less non-residents and that. So, yeah, it could have meant that some birds that normally would have been harvested last year made it. And so it could be a good thing for this year. You know, it's we're just going to have to wait and see, but that's going to be the interesting thing. And the really good thing about this harvest reporting is, you know, we'll have real-time data. We'll be able to look at it as the season progresses, as opposed to in the past where we had to wait till after the season was over, send out a survey, get it back, analyze it, and you get numbers well after the fact. You know, this will give us some numbers as we go in the season, and then we'll know as soon as, you know, May 10th rolls around and the season's over, what, you know, have a good estimate of what our harvest looked like. So, but, you know, all this kind of getting back to harvest reporting and game check is 100% dependent on hunter participation and compliance. And, you know, that's the real message here is, you know, if we want good information and good data to manage our turkey numbers, you know, our turkey population going forward, you know, it all depends on people doing the right thing and reporting their harvest. You know, if we get good compliance and people buy in and do this, we'll have, you know, some good data to work with. So that's kind of the message. You know, this is all, a lot of this is on the hunters. You know, we make the system available for people to use it, and we'll do the analysis, but, you know, we really need the hunters to do their part and take the, you know, minute or less to log on to the app or go to the website or pick up the phone and report. So.
All right. Well, Phil says we have a question from a caller. Phil, we got time real quick to jump in.
We do, not necessarily directed about the turkeys, more of a general thing. And you've touched on this before, but we did have Sam calling us from Charleston, and he wanted to ask you that, you know, with COVID and everything, is it, you know, safe to go outside in the outdoors, hunt fish and all of that, considering we're still dealing to some degree here with the pandemic?
So that's a great question. I would tell you this. I don't know why going outside would be a bad thing for COVID, because being inside, enclosed in environments, is what we've been told by the CDC and everybody else, where you have to wear masks and get 6 foot social distancing inside a closed room. The outdoors is absolutely the place to be with fresh air. Because hunting's typically done, particularly turkey hunting this time of year, you know, you're one-on-one. I would say that hunting, just like fishing, this past year we saw an increase in fishing during the COVID time. Fishing licenses went up, I keep telling, 15% more fishing licenses were sold last year. So absolutely outdoors is where somebody wants to be. Fresh air, you can spread out. Social distancing is easy outside.
I agree. Absolutely. Guys, it's been fantastic. Jay, thank you very much. Great stuff. Hope everybody downloads the app and participates in everything you were talking about tonight.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Always great talking to you.
Thank you, Jay.
Major, always great hearing from you, sir. Get your turkey calls ready. Maybe in 2 weeks we'll do some turkey calls.
There we go. Sounds good.
We thank you as always. Have a great night, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Major Billy Downer and Jay Cantrell from DNR.